KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's mostly clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Well, Mitt Romney says he realizes that his victory at the Iowa caucuses doesn't guarantee him the Republican nomination. Romney tells NBC's Today Show that he was absolutely delighted with his win, even though he was just 8 votes ahead of Rick Santorum. Romney now heads to Manchester, New Hampshire today to get ready for the January 10th state primary in that state. I'll have more news in just a moment.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Iowa has approved a 9.3% rate increase by Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield for individual health insurance programs, or premiums it is. The Gazette of Cedar Rapids says Iowa Insurance Commissioner Susan Voss approved the request last week. The decision means rate increases of up to $45 a month beginning April 1st for 86,000 individual Wellmark policyholders ages 65 and under. Wellmark insures about 1.8 million Iowa residents, most through employers. The Des Moines-based company proposed the increase, citing rising health care costs. The increase follows an 8.5% rise last April and an 18% increase in 2010. In the decision, Voss says the balancing of the needs of consumers and the solvency of an insurance carrier must be weighed carefully. She said there's no evidence the increase is discriminatory or excessive. In area news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports a Northwest Iowa man was arrested on drug charges Tuesday morning following an incident which occurred at 260th Street and Falcon Avenue. Officials say 34-year-old Nathan Allen Hines of Mallard was taken into custody at around 9 a.m. Hines was charged with possession of methamphetamine, third offense, possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also cited for failure to have a valid driver's license. Hines was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Charges have been filed or are pending against an Omaha man and a Council Bluffs woman following two separate accidents over the holiday weekend. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie said Tuesday 34-year-old Jeremy Jackson of Omaha was transported to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha following a crash Saturday night near Crescent. Ritchie said Jackson was traveling westbound on Coldwater Avenue at around 11:08 p.m. when he missed a stop sign at the intersection with Old Lincoln Highway. Jackson's 2011 Toyota RAV4 slammed into an embankment and sustained $15,000 damage. Alcohol is believed to have played a role in the crash, and charges are pending the results of the tests conducted following the crash. A second accident happened Sunday afternoon in Oakland. Sergeant Ritchie says just before 1 p.m., a car driven by 19-year-old Alish Anderson of Council Bluffs was traveling westbound on Highway 6 in Oakland and passing another vehicle when her car went out of control. The vehicle entered the south ditch and rolled over, coming to rest on a barbed wire fence. Anderson was charged with failure to maintain control, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, for personal use, and failure to wear a seatbelt. An investigation into that incident continues, and additional charges are possible. Police in Atlantic said Tuesday that 24-year-old Ryan Jewell of Atlantic was arrested Monday on a charge of criminal mischief. Jewell was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reported on Tuesday that 3 people were arrested on drug charges late last month. In their report, authorities said 54-year-old Dana DeMombro of Grand Junction, Colorado, was arrested December 24th on charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. On December 19th, 23-year-old Mitchell Scott Blazik of Crescent was arrested on the same charges, and 21-year-old Katrina Marie Fester of Council Bluffs was arrested on the 19th for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. Officials in Fremont County said also that Jenny Bruce of Hamburg was transported to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg after her vehicle was involved in a crash December 21st. Bruce was driving a Chevy Suburban on Washington Street in Hamburg when the SUV began to swerve. It continued through the intersection of E Street and hit a light pole before it backed up and continued east. The SUV then drove up onto a sidewalk and hit a metal sign before finally coming to rest. And two Atlantic area schools have received some much-needed play items from the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund. Melanie Petty, spokesperson for the fund, said the Washington Elementary School and Jack and Jill Preschool were presented with the equipment prior to the Christmas holiday. Petty said they love supporting the youth of our community, and it was a fun thing to do, and they hope the items they purchased will bring hours of enjoyment to the children. Taking a look at other national news headlines at this hour, after a sixth place finish in the Iowa caucuses, Michelle Bachmann has canceled a planned campaign trip to South Carolina. That word comes from a campaign official. The Minnesota congresswoman is scheduled to meet with reporters later this morning here in Iowa. Most of the Republican presidential contenders are focusing on the New Hampshire primary and then South Carolina now that the Iowa caucuses are over. But after a fifth-place finish in Iowa, Rick Perry is thinking about whether to stay in the race. He's heading home to Texas to weigh his options. And a mall trade group says a flurry of post-Christmas shopping helped sales surge in the last week of December. The International Council of Shopping Centers report that says that sales at stores open at least 1 year rose 5.3% from the previous year. Sales were helped by mild weather, a federal holiday on Monday, and the increased use of gift cards. News time is 8:10.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And in our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Lucille Mulford, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lucille Mulford will be held today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carol J. Hansen, age 61, of Carson, died Friday at the Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Carol J. Hansen will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Trainer. Hertz Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Raymond Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Raymond Hansen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Wilma Dunkerson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Wilma Dunkerson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Violet Frum, age 90, of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Monday in Avoca. Funeral services for Violet Frum will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Amy Rosella Cobalt Leggett, age 90, of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Sunday at the Westbridge Care and Rehab Center in Winterset. A graveside service for Amy Cobalt Leggett will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Earlham Cemetery. Coon Funeral Home, Earlham Chapel, has the arrangements. Betty I. Christensen, age 91, of Exira, died Monday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Betty Christensen will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Columbine Collie Verrath, age 78, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Westbridge Care and Rehab Center in Winterset. Funeral services for Collie Verrath will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Orland Kane, age 73, of Griswold, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Orland Kane will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died December 16th at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lila Hall, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Winterset Care Center North. Memorial services for Lila Hall will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty, age 44, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her home near Greenfield. Memorial services for Mindy Duckworth Grasty will be held Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.